is what is it that triggers us? What gets us upset? We all know that we get upset, but very few of us actually take the time to understand what it is that pisses us off. We just know we get pissed off. And the great thing about knowing what pisses you off is that, you know, forewarned is forearmed, right? So you get to really kind of protect your bitch buttons, you know? And I just want to say something about being a responsible bitch, okay? Being a bitch is like being a driver. I don't believe that women are bitches 24/7. I really don't. Just like we're not drivers 24/7, but I do believe for sure that being a bitch is like being a driver. When you're behind the wheel, there's a chance that you're going to get triggered, challenged, or stressed out. And when that happens, you're going to either choose to be a responsible driver or you're going to be a reckless driver. And the same holds true for being a bitch. When stressors, threats, and challenges approach you, you're going to either be a reckless bitch or you're going to be a responsible bitch. And the thing about being a reckless bitch is that you'll end up driving your life right into a ditch somewhere. And the thing about being a responsible bitch is that you can actually take the lemons and you can make lemonade. And that's what's so cool about that. Okay, we're gonna find your triggers. How do you find your triggers? Does anyone have any idea what their triggers are? Let me see what you guys are saying. Okay, so what's a trigger? A trigger is something that will send you over the edge, all right? It's something that will just piss you off and send you over the edge. Now, a trigger is a little different than a button, and this is how I want you to distinguish the difference between a trigger and a button. If you live in a house or a condo, you have that light panel, right? And then you have a bunch of switches, and those switches, they handle like the appliances and they handle the lights in different rooms, right? Those are just little switches, okay? So those, I want you to think of those as your emotional buttons. But then there's that main panel switch that just shuts everything down, right? It just turns everything off. That is your trigger. Okay, so there's a difference between your trigger and your buttons. And we'll look at your bitch buttons too, but right now I want to look at your trigger because that's the thing that will shut you down. And that's what I really, if you don't walk away from this conversation with anything other than knowing what your trigger is, then I'm going to be very excited because once you know what it is, you'll be very careful not to let anyone step on it. And here's the amazing thing. Once you know what your trigger is, even if someone steps on it, you won't overreact. You won't go crazy. You won't be a crazy bitch because you'll go, oh my God, I just got triggered, right? So my trigger is deception. And recently someone that I loved very much, deceived me. And the old Troy, I'll keep it real. The old Troy would have had to go and kick some ass. I would have been like throwing chairs through the window, right? But because I knew that I was being triggered, I was able to really, you know, check myself before I wreck myself. And instead of going to the anger, I just sat with the sadness, like, wow, I really just got deceived and that's why I'm hurting. So I understand my pain in a different way. And that's what I like to offer you guys, is to bring a new understanding to your pain so that when it does happen, you don't have to go and blow up the building anymore. You don't have to go and boil bunnies anymore. You can just sit with the fact that, you know, you're hurting, you're in pain, and leave it at that, okay? So how do you find your trigger? Let me see, I just wanna, people tell me to calm down. You know what, that's the worst thing anybody can ever do is say calm down, right? Especially men, if you're watching, the last thing you ever wanna do to a woman when she's upset is say calm down or you're just like your mother, all right? That's a no-go. That's a whole can of ass whooping that you open up when you do that, because now you've just compounded everything. So yeah, I don't like the calm down either. Let's see. I am here, baby. That's my Stacy. I love my Stacy. Okay, how do you find your trigger? Very simple. Go back to the first time in your life when you experienced unbearable sadness. I know it's not a good journey to go on, but listen, you got to go through it to get to it, all right? So I want you to think of the first time in your life when you just experienced unbearable sadness. Because what happens is anger is really an emotion that masks sadness. Because we don't want to deal with the vulnerability of feeling sad, we go right to anger. And so what triggers you, what makes you angry, is really that very, very first thing that made you so sad that you no longer wanted to have to deal with that ever again. So you recognized it as a trigger, and your defense is anger. So think of the first time when you were really, really sad. And let me know what that was. I'd love to hear from some of you guys, the first time you were sad. So for me, the first time I was sad was on Sesame Street, you guys. Can you believe it? Kermit the Frog pissed me off. I was on Sesame Street with Kermit the Frog, and we were playing, you know, that 1+1 game. Yes, I was on Sesame Street when I was a kid, for those of you who did not know. Back to when you're really, really sad. So for me, it was Kermit the Frog. He was trying to fool me into thinking that 1+1 was 3. And I kept saying, no, 1+1 is 2. And he kept saying, 1+1 is 3. And so I kept saying to Kermit Frog, no, 1+1 is 2. And then finally the director said, cut. And everyone applauded me. And Jim Henson, who was the Muppeteer at the time, he said, see that? You can't fool Troy. She knows that 1+1 will always be 2. And I was so sad because I couldn't believe that they were trying to fool me live on air on Sesame Street. Like, why did they want me to look like an idiot, right? Deceiving me like that. So that became my thing, is when people deceive me and it leaves me feeling like an idiot. So you got your trigger, right? Figure out your trigger. Once you really start looking at your trigger and you identify it and you give it a feeling and experience and a birth, right? You go to the originating birth of it. It's just not so daunting anymore. It really just takes the charge off of that, okay? So really, you guys, find out what your trigger is. See if you can see it coming miles away. When it is coming, don't go to anger. Stop. Go to that little person inside and take care of that little person inside, whatever that sadness is. And then you can stay away from the anger. Now, why is it important to stay away from anger? Because anger will kill you. The reason anger will kill you is because when you get angry, you start secreting a hormone called cortisol. You have what's called a cortisol surge. Cortisol is good for us, but not to the extent that it starts saturating our organs, right? So a little bit of cortisol is good. I mean, it wakes us up in the morning, it keeps us alert. But when we're angry, what happens is there's a part of our brain called the amygdala that detects our anger as a perception of pending danger, okay? So if there's pending danger, our brain is thinking, oh, we're angry because there's something dangerous getting ready to happen. And so it starts secreting all this cortisol, because that will help us run and go into safety. Now, I'm going to go back to primitive time, because there was a time when there was a saber-toothed tiger on our tail. We needed that cortisol to help us run, to get our adrenaline going, to get our neurotransmitters secreting all the hormones that we need to get the hell out of there. Yes, but we don't have that anymore. So when we get upset and we get angry, we still have that cortisol surge, but because we're not doing anything physical to burn it off and to where get it out of our system, it sits and it saturates our organs, and that's how we get cancer and diabetes and cardiovascular diseases. So it's really important to start regulating your emotions and not letting anything get you angry enough to have a cortisol surge. Now, here's what's really sad. For every 5 minutes that you are surging cortisol, it stays in your body for 12 hours. It doesn't have a shelf life. It doesn't expire. So you become one big cortisol mess. And that's why people, especially in my age, a lot of women, they have this like angst about them, and they're just like always stressed out. That's because they've been surging cortisol for so many years, and they got so much cortisol stored up in their body that they have no choice but to just be like these like angst kind of individuals. You know who I'm talking about, right? You know these women, like they're always agitated. There's always something wrong with them, and they don't even know why. It's because they've got way too much cortisol in their system. Okay, let's see. Yeah. Right? Yes. It's amazing stuff. That's why I want to teach women this. And the other thing about cortisol, you know, when you get to a certain age, you get that little thing around your gut, and no matter how much you go to the gym, no matter how much you manage your dieting and exercising, it doesn't go away, because it has nothing to do with that. That is insulation. Our body actually builds up fat to protect our organs from the cortisol. So that's what that is. If you want to get rid of that midsection, stress and rest. Exercise is almost the worst thing you can do for your cortisol fat, because exercise puts your system in experience of being stressed out. It's a stressful thing on your body, and so you're just creating more cortisol. So if you really want to lose a few inches off your waist, ladies, chillax, rest, rest, rest. Rest and no stress, and you will lose weight faster than you have ever lost weight in your life. The best thing we can do is get 8 hours sleep. Okay, so how do we prevent these cortisol surges? I'm going to teach you a trick that is going to rock your world. I love this. I love it. Okay, let me just check in. All right. Yes, yes, it is. And I love you too, Stace. And yes, it is incredible. It really is some incredible stuff. Okay, so when you feel that you're going to be dealing with any stresses, challenges, or threats, or when they're right in front of you, what happens normally is our palms get sweaty, our heart rate elevates, okay? Pending danger. This is information, biochemical information. So we're getting ready to now secrete the cortisol so that we can stimulate the neurotransmitters that we need so we can get the hell away from the saber-toothed tiger. But it's no saber-toothed tiger. It's your teenage son. It's your cranky, crabby husband. It's your whatever, you know, it's a bill that's overdue. Okay, so how do you stop the cortisol surge? Here we go. The moment you feel your heart rate elevate, the moment you feel your hands getting sweaty and you're getting nervous, I want you to stop, realize that you're now thinking with your head, and I want you to think with your heart's intelligence. Now, this technology that I'm going to teach you is licensed by the HeartMath Institute. I am a licensed HeartMath trainer, and I'm going to teach you something called quick coherence. Because what happens is when we get scared or we get angry or something's going to happen, we become incoherent, right? So I'm going to teach you how to get back into an instant state of coherence so that you can interrupt the cortisol surge and stay present in your life and not get a thicker waistline. Okay, what you do is you drop into your heart's intelligence. Yes, science now proves that our hearts have a brain. Isn't that wonderful information? So what we want to do is get out of our head's brain, because that's getting ready to become controlled by the reptilian brain, right? That says, run, there's a saber-toothed tiger after you. So you want to drop into your heart's intelligence. And how you do that is by simply altering your perspective of where you're breathing from. So usually we're breathing from our nose, right here, yeah. And then when there's a threat, stress, or challenge, our breath gets shorter, we start breathing from our mouth, and we start creating cortisol. But if you just drop into your heart's intelligence, put nostrils on your heart. That's what I do. I pretend that my heart has nostrils. So whenever I feel a challenge, stress, or threat, I drop out of my head's intelligence and I drop into my heart's intelligence. And the moment you do that, you activate the heart's intelligence and you interrupt the cortisol surge. It's amazing. So just try it. Put nostrils on your heart, okay? Now breathe in through your heart, 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, at a pace that feels comfortable for you. While you breathe through your heart's intelligence, okay? So almost immediately, you'll start feeling this sense of calm, because what we do is when we're breathing through our head's intelligence, through our nostrils, and we're breathing fast, we're creating cortisol. When we drop into our heart's intelligence and we start breathing at a pace that's comfortable, preferably 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, we're creating the vitality hormone, which is DHEA. DHEA and cortisol don't get along, all right? You're either making cortisol, which is a stress hormone when you're confronted, or you're gonna drop into your heart's intelligence and you're gonna make DHEA. And they both occupy the same receptor sites. What does that mean? That you can't be making both at the same time. You're either gonna be having more cortisol or more DHEA. I'd like to teach you how to stock up on DHEA, because what happens is with DHEA is just like cortisol. For every 5 minutes that you're breathing through your heart's intelligence and you're creating DHEA, it lasts for 12 hours. Same like cortisol, but this is the vitality hormone and it doesn't expire, okay? So when you're driving, just practice 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out through your heart. Just start doing this. I do it all the time so that when I am faced with a threat, stress, or challenge, I have so much DHEA stocked up in my body that there's nowhere for my cortisol to go. I almost forget to get mad sometimes. I'm like, oh, I should have gotten pissed, but I don't, because I'm all stocked up on DHEA. Okay, so I really want you to practice that, and it works very well when you're sleeping or if you're dealing with insomnia, not when you're sleeping, when you're trying to go to sleep. 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, through the heart's nostrils, and you will be very, very, very surprised at the results. It is life-altering, as simple as it is. It's amazing. Okay, any comments on that? Let's see. Hi, Crystal. Yes, it gets you out of your head and it gets you into your heart. Exactly. That's exactly it. You always want to, because here's the thing, a reckless bitch lives in her head. She's hot-headed. She's making really irrational decisions in the moment that she's confronted with a stress, a threat, or a challenge. A responsible bitch goes to her heart's intelligence. She's nobody's punk, but she's going to go to a real place to make some real decisions. And 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, stimulating the heart's intelligence, there's a whole different kind of communication that happens, and then there's a whole different set of results that you can produce for yourself. And that's why I wrote the book, How to Be a Responsible Bitch. Really, it's all about getting out of your reckless head that becomes very primitive when you're upset, and getting into your heart and producing results that absolutely rock your world and really making you unfuckable with, right? Like, imagine going through life and people can't push your buttons anymore. And people aren't triggering you anymore. I just think there's no greater power in the world than for me now to leave my house and know that no matter what happens, I get to decide who I'm going to be about everything that happens, because I have the tools. And that's the thing. It's like, we want to build these amazing lives, but we're not doing the work that we need to do to create the tools to help us build these amazing lives. And then we become victims of circumstances. And that ain't fun. Okay, anything else? Quick coherence, heart's intelligence. Yes, exactly, that's it. All right, you guys, any questions? Comments? Great for children too. Thank you, I'll teach my son about, oh yes, by the way, really great for children. My friend, her daughter used to have she gets kind of like hysterical when she gets upset and she can't self-soothe. And she taught her daughter this breathing process. And what happens is, I can actually show you using a scientifically approved heart rate monitor, that if you just do the breathing alone, it interrupts the cortisol surge and will actually keep you in the frontal part of your brain instead of the back reptilian part of your brain, which is where we always want to make our decisions from, but that's a whole nother conversation. Just go to your heart, it's much easier. But this breathing, the quick coherence technique is also something that's used on post-traumatic stress victims, because when they are in the impact of an emotional outburst, they're not coherent. You know, you can't say, you know, calm down, it's okay, da da da. No, but what they can do is breathe, because we're breathing anyway. So if you can just alter your breathing, 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, you immediately drop into a whole different level of intelligence, okay? Now, I'm just gonna bring this back around to your trigger. When you are triggered, now that you know what your trigger is, when you are triggered, don't try and figure anything out. This is how you take care of that little person inside of you instead of going to anger. You take care of that little person inside of you by understanding that you're triggered and going right to your heart and breathing 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, and activating that intelligence and letting the love of that experience take care of that child who was so wounded that whatever happened, that sad moment turned into their trigger. So that's the full circle. You know, like I said, recently I was really, 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 really badly triggered. Huge deception. Oh my God. You want to talk about not knowing someone you thought you knew? Jeez Louise. But, you know, I went to my heart and I went to my heart's intelligence, and that's how I got to take care of myself, because like I said before, the old Troy would have been throwing stuff through the window. No more. Yes, you can live on my shoulder. I can live on your shoulder. Now my son Tyrese is loving this. Awesome, great. Yes, please teach this to people you love as a single dad. How do I introduce this to my daughter, 19-year-old daughter? Yes, shameless promotion. Buy my book, it's great. It's great for teenagers. I actually wrote it with the intention of having young girls read it. So, yes. Let's see, Troy. Oh, thank you. You're getting this information and recovering. Thank you very much, Crystal. Thank you, thank you. Well, you know what? I figure someone saved me, so if I can save somebody, that would be awesome. You know, pay it forward. That's the name of the game. And, you know, there's a lot that's happening in the world with women, right? You know, a lot. I think when things fall apart, you need to step back and let them. And I like what's happening, but my concern is that women are now justified with their anger, right? Like, we have a right to be really pissed off because there's been years of abuse and in silence, and now women are speaking out and they're standing up. Uma Thurman is an excellent example. She's been very quiet because she's not sure how to handle her anger, like how to communicate without coming across as angry. And I'd love to teach her to drop into her heart's intelligence and come from that, because then you speak a different truth. So my concern is with women and what's happening. I just don't want women coming up and speaking out and just being reckless bitches, you know. I don't want to be a part of that population. And if I can help women to say what they need to say in a way that actually forwards the action instead of confirms the suspicions about us emotionally, that would be wonderful. We have to relearn things. Okay, anything else? Bianca, I am a young college student and I never liked reading books. Ever since I purchased this book, I haven't been able to put it down. It speaks to me. You're awesome. Oh, Bianca, that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy you get it. You know, I wanted to write it in like plain, simple, gettable English, if that makes any sense. So thank you. I'm so committed that every woman in the world get this book. And I'm not just saying it because I wrote it. I just really think there's some jewels, and every queen should have these jewels in her jewelry box. So yeah, I've been giving a lot of them away and sending them to my friends. And, you know, if I make money, that would be great too. I ain't gonna lie about that. But more than anything, I want to get this book out to people. So if you guys want to become an affiliate, go to Amazon.com. You can become an affiliate and help me while making money. Anything else? Let's see. Amazon, yes. Amazon. Amazon.com. Oh, Sean, yes. All right, y'all. Anything else? Anything else? Just recap. Let me recap really quick. Your trigger is part of an experience. It comes from an experience that you had when you were a child. It left you very sad. In order to avoid that sadness, you now get angry when you're triggered. However, once you recognize your trigger, you can see it, you know what it is, you feel it when it's coming your way, and you can still feel yourself, you know, your heart rate elevating, you feel yourself getting angry, you want to stop, get out of your head, drop into your heart, activate your heart's intelligence by breathing 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, at a pace that feels comfortable for you, and then there'll be a new regenerative feeling, and in that space, you can actually deal with whatever it is that's, you know, stressing you out or challenging you or serving as a threat. Okay?